Well, as you may know by now, this is the last day for our producer, Mike Fernandez, who is retiring. A ticket day oneer. He's been with us for 30 years. Mike is in studio with us right now. And Mike?
I'm nervous.
This is non-disclosure, Mike.
I'm very nervous.
Well, we wanted you in studio here for this segment because we have somebody joining us now on the ticket hotline who wants to wish you well in your retirement. Hello, caller. You're on with Mike.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, this is Marv Albert. I'm calling because over the years I've heard so much about you, all great things, and I wanted to wish you all the best in, 40 years in sports broadcasting, and I'm told by my sources, which are not always that trustworthy, you grew up in Toms River, New Jersey, a huge sports fan, and were a regular listener to a lot of, I would say, difficult seasons for the Knicks and the Rangers, and then both teams turned around, as you know, and the Knicks won the two titles, a couple of legendary teams, and the Rangers with solid clubs, but did not win the cup again since 1994. And I know you're familiar with all that, and I just wanted to say hi and congratulations and all the best to you.
You are my hero, Marv. Thank you so much. I remember listening to Marv on WNBC radio back in the day. You remember those days?
I certainly do. I actually had a talk show that preceded Wolfman Jack. And he was always, we carry the games on WNBC radio. They were the predecessors to WFAN. And Wolfman, I know, who was a very nice guy, but would get so annoyed when our games went long and it cut into his time. That's what I remember about the Wolfman. But, yeah, those were great days. I mean, particularly for the for radio, because there wasn't as much TV of sports. So we were it in terms of Knicks and Ranger broadcasts, which, you know, was terrific. It was really sports that could only be heard on the radio. Until then, you know, everything changed, obviously. So
this is one of the sweethearts, guys, of broadcasting. Just a fabulous human being. And I grew up watching and listening to Marv. He is the reason I wanted to get into broadcasting.
Wow.
I used to listen to his intros to Knicks and Rangers games, sit in the bedroom, and recreate them on my tape recorder.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Need to bring those tapes
out. I remember Eastern Airlines was a big sponsor, if I remember correctly.
They were big. Yes, correct. along with Subhose Socks, if you remember that.
And now I'm going to join you in retirement.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm having a really good time. I mean, it's a combination of reading quite a bit. I'm big into politics. Mr. Binge TV, watch a lot of games, working out with a trainer, probably the best shape of my life. And, you know, staying in touch with a lot of people I work with at NBC or TNT, and spending lots of time with my family and listening to my son Kenny, you know, watching him whenever
possible. I watched Kenny last night. He emulates you. He never takes a day off.
No, it's sick, actually, but I used to do the same. You know, it was, you wanted to work, and the games were so much fun. But yeah, he's had a week where he sat in for Mike Breen yesterday on the Knicks, and then he's in Toronto tonight, and that'll do actually the Giant game on Sunday on Fox. So yeah, he's pretty busy. Yeah,
Clyde's going to up his wardrobe, isn't he?
That's Clyde is one of the all-time great people, incidentally, but he has followed through on his image with some unusual outfits and does and will continue to do it. So Kenny hasn't gone to that route, I must say. He's very conservative with his outfit.
And Marv, what kind of books are you reading? You know, because Mike's a huge reader too, so he could take a few suggestions from you and start a book club with you.
Well, I don't know if I could make good suggestions, but as I said, I like political books. I like Bob Woodward, David Axelrod's book, Peggy Noonan, from the Wall Street Journal has a collection of columns. So I jump around quite a bit. But streaming to me has become, there are so many great shows on now. So in between watching games, I find it, you know, a whole batch of them, from Bosch to Slow Horses, which I recommend.
Watching it tonight, Marv.
Wow.
It's
cut
really
from the same cloth.
It's crazy, but it's terrific. I also like a lot of British and French shows with subtitles. Really, detective shows.
My God, he's like duplicating my life.
And Golden Bachelor, you're watching that, Marv?
Yeah, what about that?
Golden Bachelor.
No, I'll pass on that one.
Yeah, Gordon.
I do watch, you know, I'm a big Jimmy Kimmel fan, and he does parodies of the show on a regular basis on his stand-up when he starts, you know. So he does all kinds of parodies on that, which I find humorous.
We were all Letterman fans, and that was always huge when you would go on that show. And then watching Sesame Street with my kids, I loved it when you would come on and count with the count and things like that.
That was some of my finest work, actually, I thought.
May have been. It was great.
But I miss Dave. I even miss, even though he does have a very good interview show on that is streaming now on a regular basis, and he does pop up quite a bit, but I miss his humor. We text once in a while back and forth, but I just loved his work, and he was, I like that kind of sense of humor. And Kimmel to me is the closest to him.
Yeah,
in terms of his style. So
That's Kimmel's hero, is Letterman.
It is. Yeah, yeah, no question. But Jimmy's also a big sports fan. Dave was a sports fan too, but we would have these conversations, which really made no sense, which is why he was so funny. I mean, he was a big Cincinnati Red fan. He grew up in Indianapolis, but I took him to a couple of games. He sat with me once when I was doing in the booth when I did a hockey game, because it was a team in Indianapolis at one time, a hockey team, a minor league team. And he came on my baseball pregame show when I was at NBC, and he interviewed David Cohn, which was hysterical because David Cohn has a great sense of humor. So it was the most nonsensical interview you can imagine, but it was great.
Well, this guy is my hero. I remember way back when I was doing TV in Flagstaff, Arizona. He let me come up to NBC, and he recorded promos for me.
Marv did?
Wow. A little
wow.
Spare. Really? Yeah, 25 years old, and he let me come to NBC and recorded promos on the set of WNBC.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Marv, you're the best.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. But I wish you the best, and I've heard so many great things about you. And you enjoy retirement. Because it is, it really is, if you open yourself up to all the kind of things you like, it's a great time. It really is.
I certainly will. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, Mike, all the best again.
Thank you, Marv.
Thank you, Marv.
Thanks, Marv.
Okay, really appreciate it. There he goes, the great Marv Albert.
Wow.
And Mike's all-time hero.
He really is. He's a fabulous guy.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, he was a mentor. I grew up watching him. I emulated him. My sense of humor is like his. Wow.
By the way, big thanks to the voice of the Mavericks, Mark Folliwell. He helped broker that. And
Marv, thank you.
It wasn't the easiest to find the avenues to get a hold of Marv, because as he mentioned, he's now in retirement. But Mark made it happen. So thank you to Mark.
Oh. Thank you so much, Mark. Wow.
Hearing
guys,
that voice is just so great. Funny.
I meant to tell him
phone.
How missed he is on the NBA. The NBA is just not the same without Marv making the calls. Yeah. I know. And that voice, did you know it immediately when you heard him?
Oh, my God. That's the soundtrack. That's the soundtrack of my childhood.
Yeah. I wanted to say,
so great.
All right. That's awesome.
And thank you for Gordon for being kind.
Yeah, I didn't bring up.
We had to put some restraints.
What are some of your worst memories, Marv, of your career?
When you started asking him questions, I was getting nervous.
Yeah, he laid out. No, right. I'm not going to watch The Golden Bachelor.
Right. Do you know Marv's real name? His birth name? I didn't know this.
Marvelous. Marvin
Philip Aftrichtig. I can't even say that. Aufrichtig.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I wonder why he changed it.
That was a good move.
It's hard to say.
All right. Well, that was great. We're going to say our show goodbyes to the retiring Mike Fernandez coming up next.
You're listening to some Texas Radio Hall of Famers, Marconi Award-winning broadcasters, and also E-Break champions. It's the Musers. 5:30 till 10 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Could you imagine, and you're going to have to imagine it somehow, doing Friday mornings without hearing Fernando's voice?
I can't. I'm so happy for him that he doesn't have to get up and get you guys aligned as early, as consistently as he does. But, I mean, we've had some incredible conversations prior to the show talking about a myriad of different subjects and stuff that just cannot hit air. But he's been such a passionate fan of my sport and a good friend. I'll miss it. I really will.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's an enjoyable couple of minutes, and then I keep him on as long as I can after to talk about a few things, and then he has to run to get you guys all set up again.
And I know your boy's hanging up his cleats, man. Mike Fernandez, thank you, Mike, for all you've done, baby. Appreciate you, and hook him.
I'm still here next Thursday.
Give Fernando a big kiss, too, because he won't be there next Thursday.
That's right. Maybe that's what I'm thinking, that Fernando's not going to be here, so it doesn't count.
You do that. You give him a kiss.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I'll kiss Fernando, and we'll talk next week.
I feel bad that he's retiring, but I feel great for him that he's retiring so he doesn't have to get up at midnight anymore. I don't know what that life must be like. All I know is it would have driven me out of that business a long time prior. But it isn't just because Mike is a friend of mine. I truly think that he's the best producer of a radio show in America, because I am basically America's guest. I've been on 94,300 talk shows in my career. And I know the good producers because they just are smart people and they get shows ready to go. And, you know, the amount of prep work that Mike has done over the years, and I know because I've been part of a lot of that prep work, is just astounding compared to his peers. So I'll miss him. I know you guys will miss him terribly. I'm fortunate to call Mike a friend.
That's Daryl Razor Ray, Brian Jones, Troy Aikman, and Peter King saying goodbye to Mike Fernandez, our producer of 30 years here on the Morning Musers. And yeah, Fernando's last day. If this is my turn, I'd just like to say the first thing that came to mind this morning when we had our final phone call, I always call Fernando on the way in to tell him I'm awake. Sometimes it was the opposite. Fernando would call me, "Are you alive?"
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Crap. What time is it? So he's always kept us straight. But I remember the early days when we got moved to mornings and Mike became our producer. You really, I know you helped me because the job seemed too big for us. It really did. We were in our 20s and man, you did so many great things for us, just like setting us up with people like Peter King, who would not have taken us seriously back then.
Right.
But they did because of you. And, I appreciate you in so many different ways, and the show is not going to be the same without you. It's going to be really difficult to replace you, and you are the best producer in America, and America's the greatest country, so that means the world. And, but you mean the world to us, Mike. And, I hope you have the best retirement ever. We ought to play golf now that you have time to play golf. And, I wish you all the best.
Thanks, Joe. I really appreciate it. See, he's trying to make me cry.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. I'm making me cry.
I'm going to save that for later. But thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, for those who don't know, nobody has put in more hours here at this station in 30 years than Mike. He is the pro's pro. He is the ultimate professional, and he gets in at midnight.
Yeah.
To get our show ready. He gets in at midnight. He has had the craziest sleep schedule for 28 years now, where he sleeps in 2-3 hour shifts, and he gets in at midnight and he has the show prepped for us. Nobody in this business comes close to him and the ability to get stories, find interesting notes, build segments, give us ideas. We have a lot of segments to burn through every morning, and there is a 0% chance we could have done it without him. There's a reason he's the gold standard for producers here at this station, and why all these guys look up to you. I can't do it either without getting emotional.
Please. Thank you for using the one word that's most meaningful to me, and that's professional.
Yeah, that describes you very well.
I don't take that word lightly.
You're a pro, and you've been – I can't think of anyone who's more reliable than you. If you say you're going to do something, you do it. You've – as that saying goes, you're impeccable with your word. You're just incredible.
It's 10:44
for Ryan. So he's officially in retirement right now.
Yeah, that's right.
25 seconds.
You're going to pay me now for these words?
Uh-oh. Well, I gave a lot of my personal thoughts in a note that I've written you that you're about to receive, or I don't know if we've already given it to you yet. But I figured we'd at least end, since Giorgio's backing
out. What does it say, go F yourself? No. I read that note. I don't know if that was from you or not.
Since Giorgio's backing out, I figured I would at least come give you your kiss.
Oh, no. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Oh, he fucked out with him.
Oh, no.
Gordo hugged and kissed Fernando.
Oh, I knew he had it in him.
I've been wanting to do that for 25 years.
No! It finally came out.
We have something to present to you. Catman, would you like to present it to Fernando?
I'm going to also try to not be emotional, but it's very difficult.
I want to thank Cat real quick for allowing us to do our job the way we do our job.
Yes.
Not interfering. Now, of course, we gave him huge ratings that built that mansion for him.
Yeah.
But thank you anyway.
Don't have
Cat.
A man.
Fernando with
yeah,
a no, shot.
Just
thank
knocked
you,
down the shot. That was good because it removed all the emotion I was feeling there. On behalf of the Musers and the Ticket and Cumulus, you are a true professional, a friend.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to present this with you in honor and recognition of your legendary career.
Stone.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You can say what it says there.
It says, in recognition of your legendary career, 30 years of dedication to the Ticket, endless hours and contributions to the Musers, 5 Marconi Awards, Texas Radio Hall of Fame morning show. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike.
All the best.
Thank you.
You will be missed. Your professionalism, but also the cynical humor that we share, I am going to miss that every day.
And
for
it's heavy.
Sure.
I can throw this at my kids and they give me a hard time.
Gosh.
Thank
Please
you.
Please don't use it as a weapon.
Thank you, guys.
Speaking of your family, a message here from your wife, Cindy, and your kids. They wanted.
Do I want to hear it?
Yes. Yes, they wanted to pass along this note. We are so proud of him. We are excited for his next chapter. Cindy says, although he will now be messing up my morning routine.
Yeah.
LOL.
I've heard that.
And we all love him very much.
Yeah.
And yes, I probably can't finish my thoughts that I have for you. We've had a very special relationship for a long time, and I'm going to miss you tremendously.
I do want to say just this one thing. This would not be possible without the wife that I have. She knew that really it was the only thing that would make me happy, and she allowed me to do it. And I told her that last night, and so I love her.
That's great. That's great. And this is from the three of us. You can open maybe a little bit later. You don't have to open it right
well,
now.
We've got something to do here after the show, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we do. That's
a
right.
Ceremony for you.
But that's
I mean,
from the Musers.
What are they
going right
to do,
there.
Fire me?
And by the way, we should let the P1s know that when we came in this morning, Fernando had a parting gift for all of us.
Oh, yes, yes.
So there were three bottles on the table, and there was a tag on each bottle, and each bottle tag said, goodbye, friends. I'm ready, and it was a bottle of The Calling.
The Calling. We all got
Jim
a bottle
Nance's
of The Calling.
Wine. Fernando got us so each great. A bottle of The Calling.
I ran that by Joe Buck the other day, and he loved it.
You're awesome, Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Congratulations on a great career.
Way to go, Mike.
Let's go meet in the conference room.
Enjoy your retirement.
Yeah, enjoy it. Fernando Fernandez.
A legend.
Off into retirement.
Yes.